Well, they're not the Justice League or the X-Men, but a group of retailers around the world have joined hands to start a big, big fund that will be funding innovative and small businesses in the retail space, looking to make sure that the retail sector remains sustainable. The W23 Global Fund brings together five global grocery leaders, including Ahold Delhaize from the US, Europe and Indonesia, Tesco, which is predominantly dominant in the UK and Europe, and the likes of Woolworths, Empire Company in Canada, as well as Africa's biggest retailer, Shoprite, coming together to start a fund that is looking to spend around $123 million to make sure that they scale up and help those innovative startups to improve the retail sector. Joining me for this conversation is Evan Walker, Portfolio Manager at 36ONE Asset Management. A key driver for the sector, potential one, given that they're looking to, expand those businesses that are going into fintech, going into improving the logistics networks in terms of retail.
100%. I mean, this is quite an interesting transaction because this really is five big heavyweights around the world looking to put all their ammo in one basket, to call it. I mean, really, and obviously fire up some innovation. I think this is just the start of AI, artificial intelligence around the world, and obviously these big retailers want to be at the forefront of that and make sure that they've got companies to support them. You rightly mentioned both on the fintech side, the logistics side. I mean, these are going to be two sort of pivotal areas of growth for big retailers. And then lastly, just understanding customer dynamics and changes and trends and buying patterns. I think artificial intelligence is going to help them significantly in that front. Just understand the dynamics on the customer base and just where they can improve their service levels and obviously pricing and those pricing algorithms that come to us every day from a competitive point of view and stay at sort of cutting edge. So, yeah, this is far big retail heavyweights. I mean, obviously Shoprite, the big one in South Africa, but obviously looking to stamp its dominance on technology and be at the forefront of sort of global innovation.
Evan, somebody looks at this and says these are major retailers that have built their own table and they're trying to get dibs on the latest technology to come through in retail. Is that a fair assessment, or is it good for them to have come together and found their own solution?
Yeah, I think, look, you mean these are businesses that are obviously not competing against each other, so it makes sense that they come together. I mean, obviously technology is very vast, and I mean, they're all using different components, so they And in some cases, they're using similar components of technology. I know the likes of Shoprite does travel around the world to see other retailers in different parts of the geographies and understand what they're doing. This has been a long-standing process from all our retailers in South Africa just to understand what the global dynamics are. But I certainly think coming together, and Shoprite is if we look at Shoprite's margins today, I mean they are leading-edge margins. Similar to its counterparts around the world. So certainly standing there with the very best, and obviously they want to stay in that framework and progress from there. But certainly that you can throw all your money in one pot and stir that around a little bit. Hopefully the innovation that comes out of that will be sort of tenfold rather than twofold if you were doing it on your own.
I guess it would be a good way to look at it, given that the funding pool here in Africa is not as big as the US and the rest of Europe. If you do have a fund that's looking to grab onto innovative companies, it would be a big opportunity, especially in those companies playing in that logistical and fintech space.
Yep. I mean, rightly so. I mean, certainly there's a much bigger pool of innovation. And you obviously throwing your cash into that pool. Likewise, we've obviously got certain levels of innovation in South Africa, and we do rely, to a large degree on foreign participants coming in to obviously drive that higher. I mean, obviously the back end of a lot of these retailers, even in South Africa, is driven by the likes of SAP and Oracle and certain, big tech businesses that are situated in South Africa, the Microsofts of the world, etc. But, from a small scale, I think what also needs to happen in order for these retailers to become a lot more efficient, they need to help their supplier base become that much more efficient. And that supplier base can often be way smaller companies, companies that haven't got the ability to ratchet up and spend what they have, and certainly being able to go downstream and you know, collect information from them and certainly help them, I think will drive a lot of innovation in that small pot of companies. And you know, that's where I think hopefully the likes of ShopRite can benefit, you know, more local entrepreneurs, is to drive that sort of competitiveness within their supply base as well and help their suppliers be more efficient, which obviously benefits the consumer ultimately overall. You know, everyone benefits to that degree.
This is also a healthy knowledge sharing ecosystem because, of course, like you're saying, they're not competing companies, but they can learn from each other because they do operate in different markets.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a clever strategy. You know, I think the problem with technology, as we know, is, you know, for every 100 million you throw at a problem, you've got to probably throw a billion to really get the final solution. So, I mean, this is a start. As I said, I think what prompts this now is just the sort of speed at which we're seeing artificial intelligence come to the likes of big business globally. I think big business is going to be the biggest beneficiary of artificial intelligence, whether it's global banks, global insurers, big global retailers. I think the big businesses are going to be able to certainly integrate this way more efficiently in their businesses and drive efficiencies and productivity, you know, faster than smaller businesses. But smaller businesses are going to have to tack on to that, and that's going to be where you're going to be, you know, having to sort of bring guys in, and you're going to need smaller innovators to help you, you know, bring guys into the net and facilitate that interaction.
All right, that was Evan Walker, Portfolio Manager at 36ONE Asset Management, talking about that W23 Global Fund. Now, this is a collaboration between major retailers around the world, the likes of Tesco, ShopRite here on the continent, and Empire Company in Canada, Woolworths Group in Australia and New Zealand, coming together and creating that venture capital fund of $123 million. A big take for those small companies that want to scale up, want to play in the innovative space, especially in retail. But talking about the other deal that we chatted about earlier, the Canal Plus and MultiChoice joining hands, Canal Plus offering, of course, 125 Rand a share to MultiChoice shareholders. We have a WhatsApp that's come in here from AJ in Cliptown, is saying, it's worrying to hear of the DStv deal with foreign companies. This while we as shareholders have never received any communications from MultiChoice. Emails have been sent and we tried to call them to no avail. Can you try and hear from them what can be their challenge in making sure that they communicate to the rest of their shareholders? Hopefully we'll get MultiChoice on the show once we get more clarity on this particular deal.